Join us on the Next Gen Tech Talks podcast. Explore the forefront of technology with engaging discussions. Each episode offers fresh insights into the latest tech trends, addressing real-world challenges, opportunities, and interests that you, as an IT reseller, might encounter, or that your customers might inquire about. We delve into a wide range of topics to keep you informed and ahead of the curve.
In the 90s, it was more, kind of a thing nice to have. Today, it's obligatory, and obligatory to stay safe in our world. I mean, every 36 seconds, there is a hack. So cybersecurity is not nice to have. It's really something that we need to have because our life is more and more online. And I'm really thrilled to have two guests on the show that are experts on that topic. Welcome Jan Bogdanovic and Ruby Arunashvili. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good morning.
Nice that you're here. And welcome to the listeners. Welcome to Alzo's Next Gen Tech Talks, recorded, by the way, live at our annual event. So if we three look around, we see within the frame a lot of people standing around chatting. No wonder, as Europe's biggest technology provider also is dedicated to exploring the latest trends, and we do that on the CTV, and innovations driving the future of technology. And we're here at the Channel Trends Envision in Düsseldorf. It's close to Cologne. It's in Western Germany. Have you ever been, Ruby, to Germany or to Düsseldorf before?
Multiple times.
Yeah. Multiple times, of course. As a CEO, you travel quite a lot, right? Maybe you want to introduce yourself a little.
Unfortunately, traveling quite a lot. But yes, let me start with a quick introduction of myself. So I'm Ruby Arunashvili. I'm the founder and the CEO of Sai. I'm coming from a military background. We'll talk about it a little bit as it's very important to the cybersecurity part of things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I started my professional career in the Israeli Army. I was the founder of the Israeli Red Team. That was 2005. We're getting too old, unfortunately. So 20 years ago, I started this capability in the, in the Israeli Army. Since then, working and trying to keep myself highly technical in the topic, as being a CEO takes you quite far away from the actual topic, but this is really my passion. And we'll talk a little bit today about cybersecurity in general, the trends, what is happening, and why, as you mentioned, it became a necessity and not a nice-to-have thing.
Okay, so you're kind of a technical nerd and a nerd on the topic as well, so maybe you want to listen to our other episodes on that podcast. We have topics such as Internet of Things, gaming, virtualization, cybersecurity, of course, today, cloud and AI. Jan Bogdanovic, you're Managing Director, Commercial Business of Alzo. Maybe you want to introduce yourself as well.
Sure, thank you.
Big thanks to Sai, our trusted partner in cybersecurity, protecting your digital world with cutting-edge solutions.
So I joined Alzo 11 years ago. I am passionate with technology and techie in my soul. And then I end up in business, similar like Ruby. I have changed various roles in Alzo, came through the acquisition of cloud brokerage platform startup where I was before, and have been twice as a CTO in Alzo, on the defending side of things, if cybersecurity, and then now on more on the sales side of that. And I think it's very exciting times because technology innovation is accelerating. And all these technologies are available both for the good guys and for the bad guys. And that's a problem because, these attacks become more sophisticated. The scope of attacks and the automation, increases. And, companies need to pay more and more attention to protect their business.
Jan, how do you sleep knowing all that?
Very well.
Yeah, I mean,
protected. It's easy. Yeah.
No, but I think important is that companies take the systematic approach to cybersecurity. Don't manage it as an event. After they got hacked, it's already too late.
Yeah.
You need to put the right steps as a preparation, and then you can manage it. And we'll speak more in this podcast about like what is this systematic way of doing it in the right
exactly approach. And what does ALSO do for the cyber security and their partners, right? So maybe you can give a little overview.
Sure. So at ALSO, we again, cybersecurity from the bad guys' perspective is very complex. From the protection guys' perspective, is very complex. There is gazillion of product categories inside cybersecurity, and you know, to start the journey, you need to understand where you are.
Oh.
That's the first important step. You know, to understand you know, where are your weaknesses, how severe they are, and then what are the right protection technologies you need to deploy in what sequence. And then in ALSO, we you know, try to help channel partners to simplify the approach. We have this cybersecurity circle framework, which helps you know, to go through different areas of protection, and you know, follow the systematic approach.
Nice. You know, so it helps. It helps the business and the sleep for the CEOs. Ruby, what do you think cybersecurity means for your company? I mean, that's one of your big issues you're having, right?
Yeah, so generally speaking, you know, just continuing on what Jan just mentioned, one of the elements that we have to take into consideration is affordability. In the past, cybersecurity, or at least, let's say, offensive tools, were very expensive. In order to be able to attack a different company, you needed to have very sophisticated tooling. Nations, countries, you know, cyber powers had those capabilities. However, today, with a few dollars and access to the dark web, you're able to be just an affiliate of a ransomware group, and you're starting to make money. That's very unfortunate, but it is what it is. And now affordability is a big thing, because if in the past you needed to invest a lot in order to get some kind of return, now it's very easy, very affordable, very accessible. And unfortunately, as you said, if you want to sleep at night, you need at least to know, as Jan mentioned, let's start with knowing what is the situation. Awareness, visibility, that's the first step.
Yeah.
But then in order to really be able to solve things, we need to reduce also, let's call it the risk effect, or the risk factor effect in generally. You know, people talk about cybersecurity like it's something amorphic. It's a very big risk, very dangerous, very risky, very concerning. Okay, but what is it? Is it 1 million risk? Is it 5 million risk? Is it 100 million risk? It really differentiate everything, right, in the way that you really react to cybersecurity if you know where you are.
Yeah.
And in our company, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We are trying, of course, to help other organizations to be able to understand very clearly and very accurately where they are from vulnerability perspective, from impact perspective, and then what will be the optimal way to mitigate and optimize the cybersecurity situation. Keep in mind that we are, as a company, of course, also targeted. So
of course,
we need to protect ourselves as well, and you'll be surprised to see how many times cybersecurity companies themselves, they are not ready for cybersecurity attacks, and that's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. How do you find your, I would say, the ethical, correct hackers in your company? I mean, that's hard, right?
It's really hard, but from our point of view, we have a very strict screening process. First of all of our team members are ex-military cybersecurity experts. So we are counting on the screening level that we have in the Israeli army. So all of our team members are based in Israel. We know their ethical level is in the highest possible way. And above all, we continuously monitor. You always say trust but verify, that's our motto. So we trust everyone, but we verify everyone.
I mean, you know, there has been a case, I think it was 2017, where one of the IT people within the company, he left, you know, the company, he went out of the door, and then boom, the bomb within the company exploded, not a real bomb,
of
but
course,
you know, the hack. And so you have to check your and trust your people as well.
It happens a lot, and you'll see, and that's what Jan always says, that the human factor is the weakest link in the chain.
Yeah.
And that's true, right? Because people have multiple let's say, objectives. Sometimes the incentive is to retaliate or to do something against the company. They don't always understand the consequences. But, you know, whether we like it or not, people in the organization, they have power, they have access, assets are exposed. And practically speaking, in order to manage that, we always need to be in a situation that risk is managed in a way that we always at least understand the situation. When you understand the situation, you can react accordingly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are trying to
do. Yeah, and maybe I would add on that. So with the latest technologies like AI, you know, doing a quality social engineering, you know, becoming much easier and much faster.
Right.
And, you know, the weak link of people is, you know, from both ends. It's unintentional that they just get confused and or
it's
it is intentional
situation.
Intentional is the internal threat, right? So both of these needs to be taken care but you know, the advance of technologies don't stop. You know, we have you know, quantum computing on the horizon. All the encryption technologies will be challenged with that. We have robotics you know, operated by AI. And then, you know, if you think about, you know, possible threats, you know, besides companies losing money, it can also impose threats to human lives.
Yeah, right.
You know, when these management tools are compromised that control the, you know, robotics or the AI which is doing the actual actions in the real world, that becomes very scary.
And you hear Jan Bogdanovic. He's the managing director of commercial business at ALSO. And, you know, it's interesting that we are here in that round and that we can also have a look into ALSO and into the real life cases. And I think, Jan, you have a really, you have a thrilling job, right? It's almost like a true crime, maybe not as in my imagination, but, you know, let's have a look in that real life use case. Do you have one where proper cybersecurity was saving a lot of nerves, money, and harm to a business?
Yeah, maybe I can, you know, tell my own story. So when I was a CTO, I think 8 years ago, you know, we adopted the new approach on actually attacking our employees. And why to teach them
cybersecurity wise, not physically.
Cybersecurity wise, and that was you know, fun. So we were, you know, organizing the phishing campaigns, you know, and the employees were tested, you know, whether they can recognize the phish mails, and if they didn't recognize and they click the link, they end up in a mini training where they can be educated that, hey, you didn't recognize the sender, the header of the mail, etc. And it was all fun until I clicked myself the link.
No!
and for me, being the CTO, it was so embarrassing because, come on.
Of course.
How you can make a mistake? Yes, even I did a mistake. And
human is the weakest link. Here we go again.
Yeah, and doesn't matter how smart you are, you know, if you get very tired, if you get under stress, you know, you can end up in a situation where you, you know, don't recognize.
Sure. Okay. Ruby, you have a similar story where maybe a real life case concerning your business really saved a lot?
From my point of view, that's what we do on a daily basis. So again, the phishing campaigns, I have to say, right, it's very hard to not be a victim, right? Because definitely lately, right now with generative AI, with deep fakes, you're getting text messages, and my employees, by the way, they are really attacked on a daily basis, right? Just a new guy joined us last week, and he sent me a message. Did you ask me to wire transfer money as part of my onboarding process? Told him, who are you? But I didn't know him yet. And he said, hey, you know what? I just got an email from you and then an SMS with your voice saying that you need to wire transfer. I told him, listen, it's not me, but that's very good catch, right? So way to go that you managed to identify that. But I can tell you, the number of cases that we've been involved in which companies didn't notice or didn't manage to stop it on time, that's something that was really, or is still really, you know, the size of this market, this offensive market is so big. It's now estimated in hundreds of billions. It's going to bypass $1 trillion until 2030 based on the US FBI.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sai, a leading cybersecurity software as a service provider trusted by global security leaders across industries, backed by nation-state cyber experts and data scientists. Sai is known for its award-winning solutions and market leadership. Their platform, Hiver, helps organizations manage exposure and reduce cyber risk, while Solvo delivers smart, automated cloud security posture management. Together, they give your clients the tools to make informed decisions and stay ahead of evolving threats. Explore Sai's full cybersecurity portfolio on the Alzo Cloud Marketplace at alzocloud.com and take the next step in protecting your customers' most valuable assets.
So again, we are talking about a huge business. It's not going to disappear. It's not going away.
Yeah.
We need just to understand
getting
that.
Bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and you know, the latest trends that are the most concerning ones are the fact based on deepfakes, that shows that attacks are becoming much more personal. So I don't know if you heard about the concept, for example, of sextortion.
No.
That's something that is happening quite a lot lately. And we had a case just January in Europe that the CEO of one of the biggest companies in Europe, you all know that, his daughter was actually extorted based on sexual content. So she was on a vacation with her boyfriend in Thailand. You know, she's an Instagram lady, so everything was on Instagram. The hotel room, the beach where they were together, and so on. She came back home. 2 weeks later, she got a video with her and her boyfriend, you know, in a sexual act, which was deep fake, but she didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the attackers actually managed to cause her to go to her father's computer at home and actually bypass the protection mechanism that was there and started a huge incident in the organization that today is more than 150 million of cost and still counting because it didn't end yet. And that's a very big issue. And we need to understand that cybersecurity is not only in the company perimeter anymore. Mm-hmm. It's expanding. The problem is that, unfortunately, attackers are moving faster. That's always the case. Are moving faster with technology than defenders, because defenders, they need to protect everything. They need to do that enterprise level. And attackers, they are in the wild, wild west. They don't care.
Exactly. And, you know, just imagine for me personally, Andrea Peters, mm-hmm. when I have one day no internet, I would be... I don't know what to do. You know, I'm doing the podcast with you guys here. I have the artificial intelligence for post-production and everything so that the people on the CTV are not, you know, that you out there cannot hear what we hear right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a better sound. But just imagine politics, lands, or whatever that goes with, it goes further in our daily life.
Right.
So maybe now the mood is at the lowest level, guys. So have some good news for me, Ruby. What do we do?
So I don't think that the mood should be down because I really think that there are things to do.
Okay.
I think that, you know, the basic thing to follow is really what will give you the highest return on investment. Generally speaking, I can tell you that still, when analyzing the top mistakes, vulnerabilities, weaknesses in organizations that are being exploited out there, those are still basic. Basic foundations will take you a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you need to do? Very specifically, in order to deal with cybersecurity, the most important thing, Jan mentioned that already, first, visibility. Let's start with understanding what we have. What assets, where they are vulnerable, how they can be exploited, what will be the impact. Once you understand that, you can prioritize. Prioritization is key. You know, when I was in the army, I experienced my team, 200,000 attacks per week. And 200,000 attacks attempt every week.
Wow.
How do you deal with it? You can't. It's not a matter of resources anymore. Take all the money in the world, take all the people in the world. It's not manageable. You have to prioritize. So prioritization becomes a key. How do you prioritize? Without visibility, you're just blind. With visibility and the right visibility, you're able not only to prioritize, but also to maximize your return on investment. Now, can you be 100% resilient? No. Can you reduce the risk level to an acceptable risk level? Yes, and that should be the target.
Okay, what is acceptable in your eyes?
Acceptable is actually per organization will be a different number. But acceptable, that means that something happened, you're willing to pay, let's say, the consequences when something happens, and then the impact is always limited. To give you one example, let's assume that you are a company generating 500 million, just as an example. If an attack is to happen on average every 4 years, right, that's the statistics, actually every 3.5 years, that's the statistics also coming from World Economic Forum. So if every time that you are attacked, you're going to pay 500K, that's definitely manageable. You know, 0.1% of your annual turnover, that's within acceptable ranges. But if you need to pay 10% of your annual turnover, then it becomes really risky to the business because it really burns your EBITDA or your profit or any kind of cost. If you take it as part of your overall cybersecurity cost, then you understand, you put aside 500K, you understand that's part of my cost, you take it into consideration, and the most important thing is that you prepare for the next incident long time before the incident happened. And Jan mentioned that before. If you start working on an incident when an incident happened, what we call the reactive approach compared to the proactive approach, you're going to lose. It's very simple.
And I think also to add to that, important when we're speaking about fixing the basics, that it doesn't end up in the work environment. That every employee needs to fix the basics in all his family, in all the children accounts, in all the wife accounts, in all the, you know, passwords practice. Because the attackers, they don't care how they get in. Through the personal accounts, through the children account, you know. That's why, you know, companies should, you know, constantly raise awareness of the employees and help them to fix things also at home. By that, you know, the attack surface will be limited, right? And then maybe I wanted to add one more thing on the on the budgets, cybersecurity budgets. So it's very important to get the awareness to the board level of the company.
Right.
Because when cybersecurity is, you know, a fight in the IT department, doesn't get the right attention level from the management of company, you know, the main reason for that is that the cybersecurity situation is not translated in the money. The money language, every businessman understands the money language. But if you start speaking about CVE vulnerabilities and firewall versions, they are lost. But if you are able, in a very simple way, to translate the current situation in money and then discuss, okay, is it okay or not okay? Usually it's not okay. Then let's do something about it. And then, you know, the cybersecurity budgets are still limited. You cannot buy all the possible products and implement them. You need to prioritize. So here the, you know, the way how maybe Ruby you can also touch a little bit on the attack graph and how you use mathematics to actually prioritize what needs to be fixed in what order. I think that's quite unique.
And maybe artificial intelligence can help with that as well, right?
Of course. So, yeah, to Jan's point, being able to take the organizational ecosystem, which is a lot of data if you think about it, right? Yeah. A lot of data generation tools that you have today. By the way, on average, we see more than 70 cybersecurity tools in a mid-sized organization. That's a lot. Take all this telemetry, put it in the right structure, and that's maybe the key of what we do, putting it in a mathematical structure that allows you then to optimize. We are using graph theory. In this case, actually putting those specific vulnerabilities in an order of exploitation. Simple way to think about it is, assuming this is my organization, how am I going to be attacked? We actually show you that visually, demonstrate how a step-by-step approach can harm your organization.
Ruby Arunashvili, you're from Israel, you're founder and CEO at Sai, and you dropped that you have a military background. How does that help you within cybersecurity?
You know, the interesting thing, and then you can ask yourself also, why do we see so many cybersecurity startups and companies coming from Israel? Right? That's always a question that I hear a lot. The reason for that is very simple. When you're in the army, you always have some kind of heads up to the industry. So 3 to 5 years of heads up what you see in the army, you're going to see later also in the commercial world. Meaning, you're able to be prepared and trained already for real-world cases when you're in an army environment. That's why I believe that this kind of background is extremely important to really be able to deal with new age, let's say, capabilities and offensive trends that we see out there. Above all, I can tell you that in the army you understand scale. You understand what needs to be done in order to protect a large organization and in order to be able to get situational awareness, which is very hard in this kind of an organization. How do you know what's happening?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we were trying to solve in the army. Once you solve it in this kind of an organization, it's much easier in every other organization.
I mean, what else can, you know, can happen if you're really, oh, your pulse is getting high, you don't know how to decide, but you did it in real life. So in cybersecurity on a digital, it's, I would not say easy, okay?
It's definitely not easy.
It's not easy at all. And Jan, around cybersecurity and also, how can we at also help resellers to increase their business within this area?
Sure, sure. So again, at also we have excellent portfolio of solutions and vendors for protection technologies, for vulnerability, for situation awareness, monitoring, and at also we you know, have this simple framework, a cybersecurity circle, and you know, a set of training services for our channel partners where we educate the systematic approach and then you know, empower them with the tools so that they can manage these situations with hundreds of customers, because every of our channel partner takes care about multiple customers from different segments, from the enterprises, from the medium business, small business. And then, you know, these situations are different. You need to be able to switch context very fast as a channel partner. And that's why, you know, it's very, you know, very good to have platforms like Hiver for MSP partners, where they can integrate the cybersecurity situation awareness, the prioritization approach into their managed service, which they deliver to the customers.
Mm-hmm. You both seem like you know not only the topic, but each other quite a bit. How did you guys meet? Within the cybersecurity bubble, or how did that happen? Within ALSO?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I wanted to work with ALSO and Jan didn't want to work with me. It was very simple.
Yeah, I was the arrogant CTO thinking that, you know, I take a good care of protecting, and then, you know, Ruby proved me wrong. Very
nice.
Fast.
Nice.
So, but okay. We are working together for a very long time and now this partnership is really a partnership, right? So we are building solutions together. We are designing the product that we've designed now and we are presenting here and launching for the first time was tailored for MSP needs to be able really not only to help their customers, but to be able to be in full control over, as Jan mentioned, over this fast expanding and accelerating industry. And I think that being able to deal with that in an efficient way, that's exactly what we were able to develop together. And that's why we are very proud of what we are doing here.
Nice. Okay. So as you heard in that episode of the Next Gen Tech Talks, yes, human factor is still the weakest link, but human brain, as in Ruby and in Jan, can help combined, maybe with artificial intelligence, that it doesn't have to be a weak link at your business. If you have a strong partner and a friend close to your side. But Ruby, thank you for, you know, the first minutes, for your expertise. Ruby Aranashvili, founder and CEO of SAI, from Israel to Düsseldorf. Thank you so much. And Jan Bogdanovic from ALSO and an expert on cybersecurity. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a good time on the CTV. What are you looking forward the most?
Oh, there are multiple things today. It's an amazing day. A lot of opportunities. I'm going to be on stage later today, and then we have also an expert panel. So It's going to be interesting today.
Okay, big thanks to our guests for sharing their expertise within cybersecurity. And thank you guys for listening. And if you are craving for more, we have many other episodes about artificial intelligence, clouds, gaming, and also solutions, of course, in English und auf Deutsch and German. My name is Andrea Peters, or if you say in English, Andrea Peters. I'm your host. Thank you for tuning in to also Next Gen Tech Talks podcast. Stay curious, stay informed, and let us know how you liked that episode in the comments. Bye-bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüssi.
Thank you.